Hi, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito. Today, we are talking about episode 12 of Teresa.
12 already. I'm going to say that every time.
I'm going to say only 200 more to go.
No, we have...
And I'm crying inside.
Oh, and if we have any listeners, welcome, welcome. I made a little episode zero with like...
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. It's up.
Oh. Yeah.
It's just what we said in episode 6, where we talked about who was who. And I took that and I put it as episode zero. And I was like, hey, if you're new and you don't know who is who, like you listen to episode 1 and you're like, who the fuck are these people? Then go back and listen to episode 0, because that will tell you who is who.
And then, or if you like forget along the way and you're like, wait, who was that again?
Yeah, I think the only one we don't mention is Paloma.
Yeah, we hadn't met her yet. Yeah, she's new. She only physically returned
last episode and then her voice returned 2 episodes ago. But yeah, but if this is your first episode, go back and listen to all of them.
Yeah,
we rewatched telenovelas, right? That's our thing. But right now we're watching Teresa, and so
this, and we're never gonna finish this one.
We're gonna do it.
There's like 150 episodes.
Yeah, and we're in 12 already. Look at that. I mean, we're allowed to change our mind. That's our podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, like halfway through, we're just going to watch the last one.
I really think, yeah. So for the summary, I feel like nothing really happens. Teresa gets a phone.
Profe gives Teresa. No, we're not, because we're not going scene by scene.
No, we're just like a general... summarizing. I think the phone is a major thing in this episode because her parents fight about it. Mariano gets jealous.
I know. I have a better summary.
What?
El profe complicates Teresa's other relationships. Aida and Paolo become closer. Genoveva is all creepy about it.
I think that's basically it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go scene by scene now.
Okay. So as always, we start off where the episode ended, where the last episode ended. And so we have the little stare off between Profe and Mariano. Yeah. It's a good scene. I mean, the stare off is... it's peak novela moment.
It is. It's good. Super dramatic.
Yeah. So then they're staring at each other, whatever. Teresa walks out and the profe tells her that he's there to talk to her and her parents, but it's nothing serious. I'm like, how does he come up with this so quickly?
Yeah.
Right? Because, I guess he's a good liar.
He's,
I don't
know. Used to lying for...
for Ruben.
Yeah.
No wonder. That's yeah. And then Teresa's like... see how ghetto it is here?
Yeah. See, there's basically no privacy. It's so ghetto. Yeah. And then he says, well, I guess he was already going because he had the phone with him. Or we'll get to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So she walks out there, and then in Teresa's house in the meantime, Doña Refugio is with Doña Juana, right?
And she's talking shit about Armando, Teresa's dad.
She's saying, I found out that he gave Teresa money, and Juana's like, oh, that seems fine. She's like, yeah, but that's what we were going to give Pablito. And she's like, I don't know. Well, she needs money. She's a young lady. And I'm like, Juana, stop defending her. This was
the
city of Teresa.
It was. And she's basically on Teresa's side for this. And she's like, pues, muchachos de su edad quieren estrenar, you know, they want to buy new clothes or rock new clothes, whatever. Is what she's saying.
Yeah.
Like defending Teresa and stuff.
I guess if you get to do that, fine. But like if you don't get to do it, it's not that big of a deal.
It's really not. It's really not. And what's new clothes compared to life-saving medical treatment?
Exactly.
And sure, that's not your kid. But that everyone is pitching in to help out. So.
And they had already agreed amongst each other they were going to.
I think the main thing she has an issue with is that he went behind her back and lied, you know?
Yeah.
But also, so I was at the end of this episode, I looked through the YouTube comments, just like, I like to see who agrees with me and who doesn't. And there was hella comments talking shit about Doriana Refugio. I was like, are you serious? And being on Teresa's side about this.
Because they're all trash.
So I was like, what the fuck, when I was reading the comments, because everybody was against, they're like, and I think Refugio was annoying too, but they were just like defending Teresa, and it's like, ese niño ni de ellos or whatever. And I'm like, this is the problem. This is the problem with society.
It is.
We can't just worry about our own. Like, come on.
This, I've got mine, so fuck you.
Yeah.
Thing that I hate so much.
Those are probably people from over here commenting.
They're probably butchas like us. Then after, while she's saying that, Teresa walks in with Profe, or is that later? Juana's not there anymore, right? She walks in with Profe.
I think it's after.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It is here, but I guess Juana leaves, but we don't see her leaving. Because, yeah, Teresa walks in, and she says that Profe's here, and Refugio's, like, looking disgusted, like, how dare he?
Get out of my house.
My house.
In the meantime, Mariano is going to the shop to talk to Teresa's dad to tell him Profe's there, and then he's telling him, I don't like him, he's controlling. Don Armando's like, we need to trust Teresa. Wow, you're being just like Refugio, you loser.
He's like, you're being just like my wife. Gross. You're being exagerado, just like my wife. You're being a nag like my wife.
Little do they know that they need to be watching out for themselves from Teresa, not watching out for Teresa.
Yeah. They really don't need to be worrying about her at all. Like, she can take care of herself. And as we've been saying, they need to be mindful of themselves, of Mariano, of the Profe, of everybody who comes across Teresa's life, because she's gonna fuck them all over.
Yep. So back in the Chavez household, Profe has to.
I was like, what household? I forgot that's her last name.
Yeah, Teresa.
You know, doesn't she have a basic ass last name?
Chavez, yeah.
Like, well, I guess it makes sense.
Don't hate on all the Chavezes. It's just not a hating last name.
Yeah, just,
but you know, when you hear Chavez or the La Barrera, like Profe's last name, it's fancier than Chavez.
Yeah.
So he's like there, like, oh, I'm here to give her this phone. And I was like, what is he making up to say he was there? But
yeah, I didn't know he was going to like mention the phone now.
So yeah, back in her house, Profe's there, and I'm like, damn, what's he going to make up? And then he's like, oh, I have this cell phone that used to be mine, and I want to give it to Teresa. And her parents are like, no, she doesn't need a phone. And they're just like, no, it's a work thing.
¿Y eso como para qué, okay?
¿Y eso como para qué? Why can't you use a public phone?
And I do see Teresa's point when she is trying to convince them. And she's like, oh, but if I'm doing this and I have to go search for a public phone, then it's going to interrupt. Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
They have a point.
They have a point, but I think we both know also that his real intentions, and she knows his real intent, you know, like,
yeah,
like it's not just a work thing for him, like he wants to be able to talk to her all the time too, I think.
Yeah. And then we go to the hospital with Dr. Ledesma, Pablito's doctor, and Mariano. They're of course talking about Pablito,
because that's literally all they do.
There's no HIPAA here. So he's like, well, I'm looking for options for him and what we can do to help him. But here's this gift. Mm-hmm. And then we cut from that. And we go to Aurora and Teresa talking on her new cell phone.
Yeah. And she's all like, oh, I just wondered, you have my new number. And then Aurora's like, oh, my God, you have a phone now? What?
We can text all the time, but only after 7 p.m. because that's unlimited calls. Do you remember all that?
Yeah.
Weekend like calls. And oh, my God.
Call me after 7 or 8 or whatever. That's in the free minutes.
Back when people talked on the phone, I feel like nobody talks on the phone anymore.
So then we go back
to
the hospital, right? Yeah. Okay. And we got Mariano's like, whoa, you got this from me? And then he's like, well, don't take me. But he doesn't tell him who it's from.
He's like, well, who should I think? No one.
No big deal. It doesn't matter. Just take the gift. Just take it.
We just want to look out for you. So he makes it seem like it's from him and his brother.
Yeah.
Which is good. I thought he was going to rat Aurora out.
He was going to say that it was from Aurora.
I was like, oh my God, you promise, you bitch.
But you can't keep a secret, you hoe.
He keeps his promise.
Yeah. It's a good guy. Hopefully Esperanza will see that.
Oh, yeah, because I'm pretty sure they're going to get together.
I think so.
Eventually, Mariano accepts the gift.
Yeah, and so then we go to Acapulco, and Aida and Pablo are being gross.
Yeah, and they're making out, and she's, like, all hot and bothered and won't let him in. And I was like, oh, my God, just do it. And then after that, she lets him in, and I was like, oh, okay. I thought it was going to be longer.
Yeah. He's all like, oh, do you need my help showering? Like, eh. But then I remembered she just took what's her name's advice, who told her to stop playing hard to get because her son has needs. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so gross. So. My son has needs, so give it up.
That's gross. Like, wow. Ugh.
And then we go to Paloma. Yeah. So she's like driving. She gets out of a car. I'm like, where is she? Why do we care about this scene? And she's
I was like, this fence looks familiar, yeah. But it's missing someone climbing on it.
I was going to say, but Mariano's not climbing on it. So
that's why it looks so different. Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is she doing there? After what Teresa did to her?
I'm like, what were those dumbass tears for then? You lying asshole. I will never call him again. And then she's at his fucking house.
But then his car pulls up and she's all excited, smiling when he gets out of the car, right? And then Teresa gets out of the car and then she's like, oh, shit.
She's like, fuck.
Her smile goes away.
She's like, fuck, she was right. Then we go back to Paolo and Aida and he's just being an ass. Like, she's like sleeping. And it's just a quick scene. We go back to Paolo and Aida and they're like sleeping after, you know, doing it or whatever. Aida is sleeping and Paolo's like, no que no caías. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, is that what he's okay? I missed
that's what
that.
He says. Yeah.
I can't stand them. So sometimes I'm just like, oh, get over this.
I want to tune them out, but I'd like, but yeah, I'm like, how gross is he?
So right? This is like, I thought you were gonna give it up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. I'm like, why does it have to be a game to him? Why can't just be a normal human being that just like, you know,
why does it have to be a thing?
Yeah. Why does it have to be like a challenge or like, oh, I knew you'd sleep with me. Like, why can't you just be normal? Like they're so fucking weird.
No que no caías.
That's weird. I don't know. I don't know if this is just like a novela thing, if it's like a guy thing. I don't know.
I've just never heard it. I don't know.
Well, I don't have a lot of guy friends because they're gross most of the time.
Because
I can't
men are
stand
trash.
Them. Yeah. Men don't listen to this anyway, so they're not going to come for us.
Yeah, they're not going to cancel us.
I'd like to see them try. I'm just kidding. Okay, moving on. That's it with that scene.
Yeah.
So then we go back to La Vecindad.
Yeah, now we're at Esperanza's house. She's helping Hugo, the other brother that we forget. He's the one who was wrestling Pablito when he fainted.
And- oh, yeah. I wrote down that she's helping Pablito with the homework, and then I was like, oh, wait, that's not Pablito. That's the older kid.
Hugo.
I'm like, yeah. When did he get so big?
When did Pablito grow?
Overnight.
So then Hugo leaves to go play and she's like, I'm gonna check your homework. But when he leaves, what is she doing with the money?
So she's trying to be all discreet, like about hiding the money. Cause I don't know, she doesn't want to have it in her purse and she's just trying to hide it. And so then she like goes into the room and she puts it behind I don't know what. And then Mariano walks in and she doesn't finish. And I really thought something was going to happen with this purse. Nothing happens. Like, I thought somebody was going to find the money or something.
Right. Next episode, maybe. This is the money Ruben gave her, right?
This is the money Ruben sent her that Profe took her. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. So then Mariano arrives with his box, like he's a doctor.
Está entrenando.
Yes. All right. Here's my stethoscope. Let's listen to your heart. Like, you're...
So maybe it's part of his, well, school hasn't even started, right?
I mean, they say they're in
they
school.
Never show school.
Yeah.
So who but I'd like to think that, you know, because he already started some of his schooling, like
maybe he's almost done.
He has some experience and so he knows how to do this. He's not just making it up as he goes.
Yeah, right.
Did you hear about that? Well, there's a lot of fake doctors and some of them are really bad, like, you know, that white lady and...
In Africa. Yeah. Renee
Bach. Who's pretending to, or she opened like a clinic, but whatever. That's not the one I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
There was this kid. He was like, I don't remember if he was underage when he started, but he was pretending to be a doctor. That podcast we listened to, Scam Goddess, they have an episode on him. He called himself Dr. Love. But anyway, yeah, Dr. Love. And but that's not what Mariana's doing. I think he has some expertise. Yeah. This kid was just like literally faking everything.
Yeah. Plus a lot of times, like these neighborhoods, you have to like rely on this kind of stuff. Like someone who's not done with school, they're still going to school. It's like the most available care, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not being a fake doctor hurting lives out there.
No. Yeah. That's what I was getting at with my Dr. Love story.
Then we go to Profe's house, and Reina is telling Teresa that some blue-eyed blonde lady. Yeah. Arrives, and Teresa's like, oh good, we can't let her in, and Profe can't know about this. You did good work, Reina.
So then we see Paloma, and she's crying, talking to herself while holding a picture of the Profe. She's really being a weirdo.
She's like, I have to move on by my lonesome for the rest of my life.
Maybe I deserve to be alone because all the mistakes I made.
I mean, there's someone else out there, probably.
Yeah, like you don't have to be alone just because of what you did in the past. Like,
unless you want to be, but I mean, don't punish yourself, you know? It's in the past.
Yeah, just get some therapy, move on. Like, damn.
Yeah, yeah. Then we go to Acapulco, and Henna, oh my God.
This is where she's being a weirdo, like a stalker. I recorded it.
Yeah, I'm going to post that. Yeah.
Did I send it to you? I did, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So she's being hella weird, like a stalker. Anyway, Aida and Paolo are...
they're just being all cutesy after they slept.
Yeah, they're walking. They're walking back to his room. And then his room is right next to Genoveva's room. So then she like opens her door and like stares at them, but it's like hiding.
Yeah, so they don't see her. And she's like, oh, I can tell they did it. And she's all
screaming
about it.
Weird. So then they go into room.
Wait. Oh, yeah, my bad. Go on. Sorry.
Yeah, they go into the room and they're like making out, and Genoveva calls them. And she's like, oh, can we meet? Oh, because, they're talking about, like, they have to get ready for dinner.
Breakfast.
So then she calls them. Oh, I thought they said dinner. Whatever.
It doesn't matter.
You're right. It doesn't make sense for it to be dinner because she says she just woke up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So, she calls them. And then she's like, oh, you know, can you give me an hour because I woke up late and blah, blah. And they're like, ew, we have an hour. And then
we're going to have more sex.
Yeah, yeah. And then it goes back to Genoveva, and she has the weirdest monologue.
She's like, what a coincidence. What is life? After all you've done to me, Ruben, Aida's
father. After all the suffering you've caused me.
Now my son and your daughter are together. I hope my son doesn't make your daughter suffer like you made me suffer.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I was like, what? Super weird. First of all, why would you want, just because some guy hurt you, why would you want his daughter to be hurt? Like, he doesn't even care about his daughter. He's over there making up lies about her, calling her a drug addict and shit. Like, he literally does not care.
She doesn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Then we go to Mariano and Teresa. En la vecindad, he's showing her the gift he got. And then he's like, what did Profe want? And she's mentioning all these other stuff first. Like, oh, he's going to...
Before the phone,
early, this and that. Oh, and he gave me a phone. And then he gets all mad. And she's like, you promised you were going to make a big deal about my work anymore. And then she storms up the stairs. And he's...
Yep.
Yeah.
And I, when I was reading through the comments, somebody wrote like the timestamp of when she walks up the stairs, and then like, LMAO, look how she fucking walks. And then I went back and watched it, and she walks hella fucking funny up the stairs.
Oh, it's like, I need to rewatch.
You know when you're like younger, I guess, like, I don't know, a teen, and there's like girls who just try too hard. And I don't, it's not like I'm not being sexist right now or whatever, but there's like girls that just try too hard to be girly. Do you know what I mean? And so anyway, that's how she's walking up the stairs. She like swinging her hips, walking up.
Oh, like nobody walks like that.
Do you remember seeing girls walk like that? Because I do. That shit was hilarious. Oh my God.
I have to like think back and.
Yeah, it's like they walk like this.
Did I walk like that?
I feel like you might have tried. I don't know. No. Because I would have made fun of you. I don't remember making fun of you for that.
You're right. This is like the same thing with the waters.
You always do that.
Did I wear those?
No. Also, like when it's like the same thing of when girls would like stand and they would like stick their butts out.
So I remember that.
Bigger. Yeah, yeah. That's the same thing. That's how Teresa was walking up the stairs.
Probably basically. Did that.
Yeah, I feel like I might have done that too. Who didn't?
didn't, right?
So where were we?
We go to Luisa and Profe, and Luisa's accidentally tells him Paloma called again. And I'm like,
oh, Luisa, this is what I was going to complain about earlier before I said I won't jump ahead. She's being so fucking annoying and dumb. It's like the one thing Teresa asked you not to do. And right away, you're like, oh,
you had one job and it didn't even last less than an episode. Half an episode.
Yeah.
A fourth of an episode. And you like spill the beans on this.
And then she makes it even worse. Because first she says that she's the one who talked to her. And then she's like, oh, but this is further ahead. But she's like, oh, Teresa, that wasn't me. It's like, oh, my God. Like,
it's horrible. Mensa.
Yeah. Ata, like mommy would say.
Ata, yeah. It's short for atarantada, which means dumbasses. And then, yeah. So Luisa's
being an ata.
Then we go to Teresa and Esperanza. And they're just chismeando, talking about Ruben.
Esperanza's being annoying, going on and on about Ruben and how much she loves him. And blah, blah, blah.
Teresa's pretending she doesn't know who he is.
Yeah. And then it cuts back to Luisa's dumbass telling the profe about meeting up with Paloma.
Profe's like yelling at her, like, you shouldn't have talked to Paloma. Because like before, like you were saying, so Luisa's like, yeah, she's never going to bother you again. He's like, what did you tell her? And then she can't think of what happened. Like, she can't make anything up.
So, yeah.
Like, comes clean and she's like, okay, Teresa, talk to her, not me.
She's so all annoying. Crying.
And Prof is like shocked, like, what, Teresa did this?
Then we go back to Teresa and Esperanza, and so Teresa's trying to convince Esperanza to tell her boyfriend's name, even though she already knows who it is. And Esperanza's like, oh, maybe one day, you know, your boss, you and me and my boyfriend can go out together. And then Teresa's like, no, because, you know, that would ruin her plans to try to get money.
Forget about this nonsense.
Yeah. Because, you know, she can't be seen with Ruben after hella flirting with him, because the profe would think she's trash, which she is.
He would know. He would discover that she's trash.
Who she really is. Yeah. And then she's like, and don't even tell. Oh, if you talk to the profe again, don't tell him that I know that you're, you know, with the married man. And then Esperanza's like, oh, you're ashamed, right? And then so it's like, well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I don't want to be associated with that kind of thing. And what you're doing isn't right.
Yeah.
And Esperanza's like, whatever.
Yeah. And then
she looks bothered, I guess, a little bit.
No, yeah. She looks hurt. Yeah. And hurt, it's like, well, yeah. Obviously, what do you expect? Like, the people in your life to tell you that they're proud of your relationship. In the same scene, Mariano knocks on the door.
Yes.
And yeah. He's asking Teresa to forgive him. And Esperanza's just standing there like a weirdo. And then finally she's like, oh, I have to leave.
I guess I should leave. Like, yeah. No shit, Esperanza. God. And then we go back to Profe's house. Luisa and Profe are talking. She tells him that Teresa dined with Paloma. And then she doesn't know what Teresa told her, but it must have been rough because of the state in which Paloma left this meeting.
She was fucking crying.
Yeah, poor thing. And then she was
But like, I don't feel bad for her anymore, because in this episode, she doesn't even listen to, you know, Teresa. She just goes back like
a dumbass. Yeah, so it was all for nothing.
Yeah.
But then Luisa tells her Teresa doesn't like seeing you in pain because of Paloma. And again, Profe looks all shocked.
Yeah. And of course, this is all part of Teresa's plan to fool the both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Let's see. Then we go back to Mariano and Teresa, right?
Yes.
And then she tells him that she doesn't like about, you know, when he's acting jealous and blah, blah, blah.
He's like, I'm jealous because I love you.
Yeah. And I was like, here's another bullshit.
Toxic ass. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Toxic relationship
thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, no. Jealousy does not equal love. Love does not equal jealousy. Like, when someone's jealous, it's because they are controlling and possessive over you. It doesn't mean they love you.
Yeah. However, though, Teresa is playing him, so. But he doesn't know. So the jealousy seems unwarranted right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not really. We know it's not, but it's still worth pointing out.
Yeah.
And criticizing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's some toxic ass beliefs that we don't promote.
No. So anyway, then Mariano's like, okay, I'm not going to be that way anymore. Teresa's like, I don't know, blah, 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 blah.
His main concern with the phone was that Profe's just going to call whenever he wants.
Yeah. And it's a really valid concern, though. I think it is.
I agree.
So yeah, anyway, at the end, they make up. And then right after they just made up. And then the phone rings. And who is it? It's Profe.
Yeah.
I really thought Mariano was going to blow up again, but he's like, see,
I passed your test, right?
I passed the first test.
I was fine. And then they're just being all dumb and cute after that.
Yeah, flirty, whatever, not important.
Yeah. Then we go back to Profe's house. Luisa's telling him about Teresa. And I just wanted to point out that I watched this episode with Mami, and she also hates Luisa. She's like, Luisa's so stupid.
She really is.
Es bien mensa y aburrida. No sé para qué la tienen ahí. And then she told me that same actress later plays like a narco girlfriend that like kills people. I'm like, damn, really? I don't see it.
The range. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I don't know what novela she's on later, though.
I've seen her in other novelas and she is different. Like, she's not, you know, like Luisa in all the novelas. So she is capable of acting like different. I think she's even bad in some novelas, if I remember.
Yeah, that's what Mami was saying.
Yeah, I feel like actually she's usually a villain.
Oh.
Yeah.
She just can't play someone that's...
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe she can't be a good actress, and that's why we think... Or a good character in a novela, and that's why we think she's so annoying. But I think if anybody who would have played the role of Luisa is just annoying.
That's just how she was written. She's the annoying little sister.
Yeah, basically.
But she tells Profe that Teresa notices how he distances himself as a teacher and student, like the way.
And the whole time they're having this conversation, he's holding the pen that he gave her.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh, get over it. Like, it's just so gross to me. It's like, who holds? I don't know. It's like, she's basically just saying that Teresa likes you a lot. And he's like, well, you mean she's fond of me, right? Like, she doesn't like me. And they're just being dumb. Like, no, she likes you. But you're, you know, wanting to keep a distance, like you just said.
Yeah.
Because she's a, you know, student and you're the professor and blah, blah. And then they just talk about going to the parents' graves together.
And then he makes her promise not to say that he knows that
she makes him promise.
What did I say?
You said it the other way around.
Fuck. Why do I always do that?
Yeah. I know.
She makes him promise that...
Luisa makes the profe promise that... No. Well, actually, yeah. She asks him to not say anything that he knows about it being Teresa. But doesn't he call her? Or did that already happen? Did we skip something?
Oh, right. In the same scene we're discussing right now, they show his side of the phone call. But Luisa matches it and then throws it.
We didn't even say what the phone call was about.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with us today?
I need more coffee is what's wrong.
You're right. Yeah.
Let me top up.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm back. So yeah, we were talking about the part where Luisa and Profe are talking about him not telling Teresa that he knows about the Paloma thing. And I guess this is where they actually show the phone call, or is it like in the last scene we just talked about? No,
this is when they show the phone call where he just pretends to say, this is my phone number.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because when it's showing Teresa and Mariano, it's just like, oh, it cut off. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
Then he calls her back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so then in this scene, we see the profe calling Teresa, and he's about to tell her that he knows about, you know, her confronting Paloma. And then Luisa snatches the phone from him and hangs up.
And then makes him promise that he will not tell her. She can't know that she has spilled this secret she was supposed to keep.
And really, this is Luisa's fault because she can't keep her fucking mouth shut.
Because she sucks.
Yeah. Like, this would be a non-issue if she would just not said anything and just, you know.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Luisa. And then we go back to La Vecindad. Refugio and Armando are together. She's like giving him a massage because his shoulder hurts. And she's like, I don't want you to kill yourself working. I'll stop giving our daughter money. I think that's all that happens there.
Yeah. She's like, if you didn't give so much money to Teresa, you wouldn't have to kill yourself working.
She has a point. And then we go to Cumberto and Juana. He's like trying to hug her. And then she says her stupid little thing where she's like, Gáname. Tocas me vas a perder. Mami saw this. She was like, oh my God, está con su gáname. Ay, como enfada.
I'm like, yes, mom, let me tell you. She says it in every fucking episode. Gáname si me tocas what?
Me pierdes.
Stupid. Yeah. What kind of dumb quote is that?
Win me. It doesn't make any sense in English.
Don't even try.
Yeah, I was going to try.
You said it before in another episode.
I did. And it makes zero sense. Just like, win me over before you touch me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah.
If you touch me, you're going to lose me.
Yeah.
That could be a song, pop song.
Right? Yeah. So he's like, where are we having dinner? And she's like, we're not having dinner anywhere.
She's like, the fuck are you talking about?
Bitch. Then they agreed to go see Nachita. And she's like, okay, that I can do.
Yeah. In the YouTube comments, when I was looking through them, they were criticizing his charro outfit.
Oh, is it bad?
I don't know. I really couldn't tell. But they're like, ¿qué tipo de charro es este todo? Whatever. Folongo, basically.
That's funny. Then we go back to Teresa's room. She's in there hugging a teddy bear. And then she has this like weird ass balancing where.
What is it called?
It's like a scale, like those ones.
It's a scale, right? Cartoons
or shows. Yeah. Where it has like the two sides hanging and. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was so stupid. I'm like, really, writers, you had to put this obvious metaphor. Like. Yeah. If it's so obvious, it shouldn't even be there. Like,
let's explain it though. Let's tell everyone what this dumbass scene was.
Okay. What?
So she has the necklace that Mariano has given her and the phone that El Profe gives her. And on one side, she puts the necklace and she's like, I have love right now. Now I need power. And then she puts the phone down on the other side.
Power and money.
As she's saying this, she puts the phone down. And obviously the phone is heavier than this necklace that the love of her love has given her. So then the scale tips towards the phone, like power is winning.
It's demonstrating, Mariano's love is not enough. It's no competition for the power and money that she craves. And that's the side that is going to win, I guess.
Yeah.
Stupid.
But we already know this.
We literally did not need that scene.
No. And who has one of these in their house?
They've never shown it before. Why would she have one? She's not a scientist.
I've only ever seen it in novelas and shows. Those, and you know those little balls that like metal balls that cling together?
Yeah.
I've never seen one in real life. Like it's only neither. In novelas.
Neither. Yeah.
And then after that, we go to El Taller, the shop, and Mariano finally tells Johnny that he can use the taxi.
And this is going to come back to bite him in the ass, I'm sure.
This is going to have something to do with Paolo. Yeah.
If it has nothing to do with when Paolo wrote down the license plate for the taxi, I'm going to be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck was like, that all
please
for?
Please have some continuation?
Continuity? Yeah. I don't know.
That's the word I was
is that a
to
word?
Say.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. They say it on Office Ladies all the time.
And we need to say it too because we're like the Office Ladies of novelas. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
After that, we go to the cemetery. Luisa and Profe are just there visiting their parents' grave and just talking about like heartfelt stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just talking about how he hadn't been there in years.
And it wasn't because he's busy with life. It's because he didn't want to go, blah, 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 blah. Sweet moment between them.
Yeah, she's basically like, well, you know, this happened at the same time as like the hardest time of your life. Like, I get why you wouldn't come. And then he's like, I have to thank Teresa for helping me with the Paloma situation. And now I can be here again. I don't know, something like that. He's like recognizing Teresa's helped him realize that he needs to let go of the rencor he has.
Then we go to Teresa's house.
This part's funny. I was just going to say.
Refugia.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Doña Refugio is talking to Teresa about the money that the dad gave Teresa, and then Teresa's just being, she's just being a fucking greedy ass fucking bitch during this scene. And I was like, shut the fuck up, you fucking horrible dumb bitch. Like, I wish, their door's always open. Why couldn't Mariana walk by and listen to her?
Yeah, she's being so mean to poor Refugio. So Teresa's like, well, why does Pablito get all this money and not me? I need it. And she's yelling at her. And then she's like, it seems like you wish that I would have died instead of Rosa. And then she storms out. And Refugio has like this like mini heart attack. Or like,
she's so
like,
maybe she's the one that has a heart attack later.
That's what I thought. But mommy's,
I thought it was going to happen right now.
Yeah, oh, because she like clenches her chest. She's like, yeah, oh God, that hurt my soul.
Yeah, yeah,
physically hurt her. These horrible words Teresa said.
I couldn't even believe that people were on Teresa's side about this in the comments.
Yeah,
they're like, damn, Doña Refugio is really riding Teresa's ass. And I was like, are you serious? Like, she doesn't need the money. She doesn't need the money for new clothes. Like,
she just got new clothes.
And what does she even do in her job? They've only shown her hang out at the profe's house. She could just fucking show up in fucking sweats and he would still love her. Like,
yeah,
she doesn't have to have new clothes. It's so stupid. And Aurora just gave her new clothes anyway.
Yeah, after that we go as she's leaving, Teresa storming out, and she sees Aurora coming up and she like rolls her eyes immediately.
Yeah, Aurora's arriving as Teresa storms off, and yeah, she's like, what happened? And Teresa's just pissed, and she's like, I got into a fight because of the stupid hijo de la portera.
And then she's like, oh, I brought some stuff for Pablito. And she gets more mad. She's like, why does everybody want to help him?
Oh, everyone wants to help him. And she's like, oh, Santa Aurora.
Yeah. And Aurora, this doesn't
she even does not her catch, like, yeah,
these mean ass comments that Teresa's giving her.
She's just like ignoring them.
Yeah. So then they walk together to Doña Nachita's house to see Pablito. Oh my God.
I was just laughing.
She's being such a bitch.
Yeah. So Aurora's been a little angel. She's reading to Pablito, showing him the books that he got. And then Teresa's just standing there, like looking judgmental as hell. And then Nachita starts talking to her, and she's like acting like she doesn't want to talk to her or whatever.
Like she's too good to talk to Nachita.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Nachita like tries to hug her.
She's crying. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's just standing there like, oh, don't touch me.
Yeah. She's acting like Aida did to Nachita in the beginning. And it's
like, don't act like that. These are your people. You're just like them. Stop.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I couldn't believe what she was doing.
Yeah.
Nobody notices, though. I wish they would have.
Mm-hmm.
And then we randomly go to Aida and Genoveva in Acapulco, and she's telling, Genoveva tells Aida that she wants to stay more days, and that's all we see in that scene, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we go back to Teresa and Aurora, my bad. I accidentally wrote Aida, so I was like, what the
Oh, yeah, we're in Aurora's house, and she's there with Teresa, and they're talking or whatever, and Aurora's like, I'm leaving this stuff with you, and then she tells her, it's like a vacation house, because it's not the normal house, right?
Yeah, it's a vacation home. She gives her the keys to her vacation home. She's like, can you watch over this while we're gone? Then it's, I guess, her greedy little face. Little fucking like, gremlin of course face. I can.
Yeah, it's like a gremlin face, I'm telling you.
After that, we go
back to La Vecindad. And Teresa sees Mariano walking out of Nachita's house. And she's like, oh, everyone's going to see Nachita.
He's like, oh, yeah, I was just reading Pablito's story. He's like, oh, my gosh. He asks everyone to read him
this
a story.
This is a child.
He's a fucking kid, like, of course.
Get over yourself, you fucking bitch. And then el doctor Ledesma arrives to Vecindad.
He's walking up and he sees them, and then he tells them, he gives them good news. He tells them that Pablito is going to get treatment at the hospital. And then Mariano and Teresa hug.
They're being a little too PDA in front of the doc.
No, but like at first they're just being all cheerful and hugging on it.
Yeah, he's like, nodding, smiling, and then it goes back to them. And then they're doing too much PDA, and presumably he's still standing there. Like a weirdo.
That's what I was wondering, if he was still standing there
I think
they
he
were
is.
Doing this.
I would have been like, okay, guys, I gotta walk. Now I'm gonna leave to Nachita. So I was like,
yeah,
this shit is weird.
Go now.
No, that's why I'm saying he's been standing there the whole time, and it's hella weird.
And then it ends with them
in front of
now, and Dr. Yeah. Is it must be what you're like, should I leave? Do I go?
Has that ever happened to you? Like, you're in a situation, and you're like, should I go? Should I stay? Should I go?
Like awkwardly or like disappointingly. Mm. I don't know what word here. I feel like I was that person.
Oh, God.
Having too much PDA. Do you remember? Oh. You and Lisa be like, I'm making out.
You're literally sitting next to us. Yeah. And we're like, we didn't want to hang out with you guys anymore. You're right. Yeah. You were that person.
I've learned from my mistakes and I don't do that anymore. I was 18 and dumb. And gross. So to answer your question, no, I haven't been in that situation.
I have been in Dr. Ledesma.
Yeah.
Because of your ass.
Anyway, yeah. Thanks for listening. Next episode, we'll cover.
I was just going to say, I've been that person too before, though. So don't even worry about it. Yeah.
You have too? Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. Thank you for listening. If you're enjoying the show,
rate us
5 stars
and recommend us to your friends. Spread us.
Yeah, spread us. Tune in next week to hear the next episode of Teresa.
Episode 13.
13. It's a lucky number. Entre ser o no ser. Tú eres. Thank you. Bye.